Hey everyone, and welcome back to the So Rude podcast. My name is Paige Ruderman, and I hope you're having a great day. Earlier this year, I tried out a new format on the episode where I was responding to content that I thought was really helpful and really useful, and I wanted to share it with all of you. And I got so much positive feedback from those of you who enjoyed those episodes. The best thing ever happened where I was attending an event and a friend of mine approached me and shared what type of year they were having. And it just blew my mind how much these episodes are helping other people on their musical journey. Because let's be frank, most people that create content, it's like you're creating content that you would want to hear. So that's what I'm doing. And to know that you enjoy it as well makes me so happy. If you haven't already checked out those episodes, that was episode 65, What Type of Year Are You Planning For? And episode 66, Using the 1-4-3-1 Planning Method to Reach Your Goals. In those episodes, I responded to Jay Shetty's podcast, and it was a phenomenal episode. I also linked his in the show notes for those. So make sure you check them out if you have not done so already. But based off how much positive feedback I got, I realized that you all enjoy that type of format as well. And so what I wanted to do was bring this back and show you just how many different areas you can be exposed to content that has nothing to do with music, and yet you can take a lot away from it. So on today's episode, I'm going to be responding to a video from one of my favorite YouTubers, Alicia Marie, and her video is Make 2024 Your Best Year, How You Can Manifest Your Dream Life. I'll kick it off kind of how I did with Jay Shetty's, which is I watch Alicia Marie. I've watched her videos for many years now, I think dating back to 2019, I just really enjoy the type of lifestyle content that she makes. And once in a blue moon, she'll talk about these more business or creative style videos. And I always enjoy when she kind of takes the hat off and sits down and just talks to the camera in that way. So if you're not already following her, or if she's someone you haven't heard of before, I like her videos. I think they're pretty fun. But in this particular video, she went into the importance of what are things you can be doing, especially as a creative, but even just people in general, to get the most out of your year. And I watched this at the very end of 2023 going into 2024, and I felt like it really helped me frame how I was going to approach the next 12 months of the year. One of the first key takeaways in the video was how important it is to go to things to have fun and to not always feel like you need to get something out of it. If you've been listening to any other music content, any other music podcasts, you will hear the same sentiment. Go for the hang. Go to meet people. Go to break into the community. And this was a creator in the YouTube space who was talking about not even just YouTube business content, just in general, go to have fun. Great things are going to happen. And she shared a story about how she was attending an awards ceremony for her friends who were going to get recognized. She was just going because she had the night off. She didn't have a brand deal. She wasn't going for any particular reason. And she ended up running into Lana Del Rey, and Lana Del Rey shouted her out and helped reinvigorate and refresh her inspiration for creating YouTube content. She didn't go there thinking she was going to run into Lana Del Rey or to get the shout out. She went for the hang. She went to have fun, and it turned out being a really great experience. If you find like you're not getting a lot of traction, it might be because you're going into every single meeting or every single event thinking like, what am I going to get out of this? And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like life has a way of recognizing who's in it for them and who's in it for being a part of the community. And maybe someone who's in it for them is going to get some traction for a period of time. But I'm choosing to look at the long game, knowing that it's people you actually enjoy their company and are there for the hang and are there for the positive experience. You're going to go farther. I don't know. That's Paige's take for 2024. The next thing that Alicia said that I really resonated with is doors are going to open and close for you. I know so many of us that feel like we hit these roadblocks, or we feel like these doors are closing, or you're standing there and you're banging on the door just begging for it to open. And it's just like, that's not your door. That wasn't meant for you. The one that is meant for you is going to open when the time is right. And I am, my name is Paige, but it should be nicknamed No Patience, because I am not the queen of patience. That's not something that comes to me very naturally. But one thing I've been doing over the last couple of years is really working on the patience aspect and recognizing that things are going to work out in the way that they're meant to. I'm even thinking about something that is not, I haven't shared this with my community yet. This isn't like a going live thing yet, so I'm going to hold off. But I remember an experience where I was really excited about this project and I thought it was going to happen sometime last year, and it didn't. Newsflash, it didn't. And I was like so heartbroken. I was like, oh, I was really excited about that one. And I was really hoping that it was going to be kind of like one of my first big breaks. And then it turned out much more in my favor that it didn't happen last year, because there's much bigger dreams for it this year and potentially even next year. I'm not sure yet. We haven't like locked in on any dates, but it's just like, if I'd gotten hung up on the fact that it didn't happen last year, well, I might as well throw in the towel now. It wouldn't have evolved into this even bigger project later on. So doors are going to open and close for you. And I recognize that at times that's going to be frustrating. And at times you're going to feel like I am banging on these doors and they're not opening. I choose to believe that when the right thing happens for you, you're going to be glad that it did. And so for that reason, keep doing what you're doing and you're moving in the right direction. Number three was evolve your goals. So Alicia went on to say, it's really important as a creative to recognize that we all have goals that we want to reach, but don't be so rigid in your goals that you never evolve. And even Jay Shetty talked about this in the other podcast episode, where if you get really rigid on the goal, but it doesn't mean you can't evolve your goals, you can't evolve your plans, you can't evolve the process to get where you want to go. Take this podcast, for example. I launched this podcast in July of 2020, and I had a dream of making it health and lifestyle related. And I loved it. And it was so fun. But it wasn't fulfilling me in the way that I wanted it to towards the tail end of that project. And I realized, okay, if this isn't giving me what I want, I'm just going to put it down. But I had so many people reaching out to me in the 18 months since I'd put the podcast down, saying, we like the podcast, we like your interviews, we like your questions, we like what you have to say. So I was like, okay, if people like the podcast, if that was something that came very naturally to me, how can I evolve the podcast to meet me where I am now? And that's why I've been able to reinvigorate the show in 2024 with a music focus, because now I'm tailoring this goal. I'm evolving the goal. So don't be afraid to evolve your goals. It might even get you farther if you do. Another thing that she was talking about is desperation. And I really feel this. Desperation can be seen. You feel it in the room. You feel it in your interactions with people. Like, and she didn't really harp on this, so I won't harp on this as well. But just know, especially in music, like if you're coming across as desperate, people are going to know. I wanted to take a moment to share the absolute best takeaway I had from this video. It truly blew my mind as far as creatives when it was shared in this way. And the quote is, anytime you are putting out content or performing, that is like exhaling. But you can only exhale so long until you need to take a breath. And that breath is rest, staying grounded, being grateful, self-care, decompression, rediscovering yourself, finding inspiration, taking a break. That truly just blew my mind. I had never heard it phrased in that way before. Yeah, it's true. No one can be a constant producer. No one can constantly be productive. And so it's really important to recognize that just like breathing takes an in and an out, your creativity needs to be on and off. You're going to be able to evolve and flow with it. Part of that might even be reevaluating. Is this what I want to be doing with my time, my money, my energy, my resources? It's so funny. I listen to a lot of financial podcast, books, TikTok content. I really love personal finance. I think I've shared that enough on the show. It'll come up again, I promise. But there was this video and time. It is the most finite resource. You do not get more time. And traditionally, people have jobs where they trade their time for money, for specific hours and benefits. Your choice to spend your time on something, it is your most valuable resource. Anybody can make a dollar. anybody can sleep and wake up in the morning refreshed and get more energy. But like, time is not something you're able to refill up the well. So make sure, if you don't love what you're doing, life is short. Why are you spending your time doing that? So taking that time to pause, taking that time to breathe in, use it to evaluate, is this really what I want to be doing with my time? Another thing Alicia goes on to say is, can we reflect and ask ourselves, am I only taking from this world? Am I only asking for things? Am I only looking at what I get out of the situation? Or are we focusing on, what am I adding? What type of content am I creating for other people? What types of ways am I using my art or my voice or my platform or whatever it is to add to our global community? I just think if we start to think about it less for like, what do I get out of it, and more of what can I give, it's going to come back and pay dividends. The last piece that Alicia talks about in her video are the 5 things you're grateful for. So every day she takes time to reflect on what are the things that she's grateful for. And it helps her stay grounded, especially because she, as she shared in her video, she's been doing YouTube for 15 years. That's a really long time. And it can be a very lucrative experience. However, you can get really wrapped up in what that looks like day to day. What are my numbers? What are my subscribers? What did I make last year? How many brand deals did I get? How many brand deals did other people get? And it's just like, if you can pause and take a step back and be like, what am I grateful for? I woke up this morning. I had a roof over my head. I was able to make some really great friends. I got to go on a trip and visit my parents. I got to treat my parents to something because of how much they gave to me. If you can appreciate and be grateful for all the great things happening in your life, you're just going to be much more happy. Like, frankly, the music industry is tough and it wears on you and it can make you doubt yourself and it can make yourself get trapped in this hamster wheel. Are you taking time to be grateful for what is going right? Also, it takes a long time to get traction, but just because you get some traction one day doesn't mean that that traction is going to last. And I actually saw someone on Instagram post the other day, this person that they knew in the music community, he had gotten asked to open up for somebody else. And the day that they got asked to open up for somebody else and perform the show, they went and like unfollowed everyone else that they knew on Instagram. That's just such poor taste. It shows that you didn't value any of the relationships that you built. Everything that you had built or had been engaging with is just transactional to you. But just like the stock market goes up and down, your traction is going to go up and down. There will be times that you're not as lucrative or profitable as you once were. And to be able to ride those waves, it's really important that you left great relationships with other people. So if you're just looking at it as what I can get out of it, it's not going to last for you, bro. It's really not. And frankly, when you aren't being grateful for the things happening in your life, you are going to be negative. And I can't speak for other people, but I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm just going to guess that people don't like constantly negative people. I know I distance myself from constantly negative people. And it's not to say that you can't, as you build your friendships with people, confide in them and talk through things that are challenging and try to pick their brain. But if you're just sitting there just harping on what's not going for you or what's not going this and what's not going that, like, that's not enjoyable. And if you think about where you were a year, 3 years, 5 years ago, you're most likely in a much better place than you were. So can you recognize on what those things were? Can you reflect on that and be like, I got so much going for me right now that younger me, Paige 3, 4, 5 years ago would have been shocked to know. Sometimes it's nice to just reflect on that and recognize that we're all just doing our best and good things are going to come. So with that said, I really appreciate you listening to today's episode. Again, this is a reflection on a video that I saw Alicia Marie post on YouTube, Make 2024 Your Best Year. These are some of my takeaways from the content she was talking about. I really like her videos. Check her out if you're interested. And if you're not already, follow me on Instagram at sorude.podcast. And if you're really enjoying the show, can you rank us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts? It helps anybody else who might be interested in checking out the show decide it's something that's worth taking a few minutes of their time. And then it's on me. It's up to me to make sure I deliver on that promise. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll chat with you guys soon. Bye now.